Loading.
Bokurano Daibuken. Unser großes Abenteuer.
Our Great Adventure 3, The Lone Wolf, Title Menu, Load Game, Loads a Previously Saved Game.
Ja, und damit herzlich willkommen zu einem Let's Play, was mit Sicherheit sehr aufregend, spannend und nervenaufreibend wird. Denn, wie ich finde, ist dies das bisher beste Audiogame seit Jahren. Und es heißt Bokurano Daibuken 3. Ja, ich finde das irgendwie sehr schön auszusprechen, nachdem ich endlich weiß, wie es ausgesprochen wird. Ich habe es mir von einer bestimmten Übersetzungskomponente einer großen Plattform mal vorlesen lassen. Und jetzt weiß ich, wie es ungefähr ausgesprochen wird. Falls hier Studenten oder Studierte der japanischen Sprache und Kultur hier zuhören oder vielleicht sogar japanisch Abstämmige, dann möchte ich mich ehrfürchtigst in aller Form entschuldigen, falls ich es nicht richtig ausspreche. Also, es geht um, ich muss es nochmal tun, Bokurano Daibuken 3, im Folgenden eigentlich nur als BK3 abgekürzt, das ist einfach simpler. Und ja, es gab, wie ihr richtig vermutet, schon zwei Spiele, allerdings leider waren 1 und 2 nur auf Japanisch oder mit Übersetzungstools, die man dazu holen konnte, zu spielen. Leider war da auch die dementsprechende Qualität der Übersetzung manchmal ein wenig oder ließ ein wenig zu wünschen übrig. Ja, BK3 war bis vor 1,5 Jahren genauso. Da musste man auch mit den Übersetzungstools spielen. Aber inzwischen gibt es eine recht ordentliche Übersetzung ins Englische. Deswegen auch Our Great Adventure oder auch unser großes Abenteuer 3. Und das trägt den Titel The Lone Wolf. Ja, wir fangen ein neues Spielchen an. Ich selbst habe das Spiel, möchte ich zugeben, schon gespielt. Ja, ist vielleicht ein wenig untypisch für ein Let's Play. Viele machen das ja so, dass sie gleich jungfräulich daran gehen. Ich wollte das nicht, weil erstens, wie gesagt, ist das Spiel sehr umfangreich und ich möchte nicht allzu oft ins Jenseits befördert werden in diesem Spiel. Deswegen habe ich mir gedacht, okay, ich gucke es mir zumindest mal an. Aus dem Angucken ist dann das Durchspielen geworden. Aber das soll uns nicht stören. Wir fangen natürlich ein neues Spielchen an. Deswegen wählen wir auch den Punkt
New Game. Creates a new data file and starts the game.
Genau, das nehmen wir. Habe ich noch was vergessen? Nein, ich glaube, das war die Vorgeschichte.
Welcome to Our Great Adventure 3. This game is the sequel of Our Great Adventure 2. First, please choose a save slot to use. Once selected, your data will be automatically saved to the specified slot. Please choose a save slot, 1, 2. Next, please decide your player name. In the next screen, an input box will be shown. Input your player name there, then press the tab key.
So, jetzt haben wir ein Eingabefeld. Ich nenne mich ganz einfach schlicht und ergreifend Alex oder auch Alex. Und wir drücken Tab.
Your player name is Alex. Is that okay?
Ja, ist es.
Yes. New data has been created.
Das ist schön.
Game setup has been completed. Now the game begins.
Das ist auch schön.
This is the sequel of the Our Great Adventure series. Do you want to recap the previous story? If you haven't played the previous games, it will help you understand the game world.
Ja, ich würde fast sagen, wir tun das. Also sprich, die Story der vorangegangenen Spiele mal so ein bisschen so durchleuchten, weil das dann uns vielleicht wirklich Einblick gewährt, was genau passiert. Das wird jetzt ein bisschen dauern, aber ich würde es ganz gerne tun, einfach damit man versteht, worum es in den ersten beiden Spielen ging. Das wäre vielleicht eine ganz gute Maßnahme. Ich werde jetzt übrigens nicht alles auf Deutsch übersetzen. Übersichts- oder Inhaltsübersichte. Ja, Inhaltsübersichte, Inhaltsangaben, wie auch immer, also kurze Zusammenfassungen, so wollte ich eigentlich sagen, werde ich natürlich dann schon geben, wenn es um was Spezielles geht, aber ich nehme einfach mal an, dass ihr dem Englischen soweit mächtig seid. Falls nicht, könnt ihr auch gerne nachfragen, gar kein Problem. Aber alles zu übersetzen, das würde jetzt einfach den Rahmen sprengen. Vielleicht gibt es ja irgendwann von dem Spiel auch eine deutsche Übersetzung, das wäre ja am allerbesten. Also,
this is the sequel of the Our Great Adventure series. Do you want to recap the previous story? What would you like to do? I please recap.
Ja, los geht's.
A large house at the edge of Crystal City. One day, Alex, who is living there with his friends, sees a group of bully boys desperately searching for food. Screaming, "Give us food!" they attack Alex's house. A few days later, Alex has a strange dream. Person 1, noo. Person 2, shit. I'm hot. Person 3, ah, that hurts.
Oh, Verzeihung, ich habe zu schnell reagiert.
Person 4, what will happen to us next? Person 5, my daughter. Child 1, boo.
Entschuldigung. Okay, es ist nicht witzig. Die haben alle Hunger. Ich darf nicht lachen. Es ist ganz furchtbar.
Alex, cruel, too cruel. Strange voice. Ha 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 ha. Die, 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 die. All the food is ours and. Several days later, Alex decides to take his first journey to find out the truth. At the house next door, he sees a violent bully boy and is forced to fight with him. The bully boys are stealing food here and there because they ran out of things to eat. The enemies are not only the bully boys. A strange man, calling himself Yamijian, kidnaps a child for an unknown reason. Alex successfully rescues the child and heads to Arkaya City, a large city next to Crystal City. However, Yamijian ambushes Alex and makes him teleport to one of his labs. Alex's friends are captured there. He manages to rescue them and return them home. At the northern exit of Arkaya City, Alex faces a monster that Yamijian owns. He manages to defeat it and is given a weird key from the dying monster. The key is a very important key for Yamijian. It can unlock the path to his true lab. Alex takes the path being navigated by the key and finds the truth. The thing that caused this circumstance is called Yogao Tank. What is Yogao Tank? Is it a human or something else? That's still unknown. However, there is a series of logs that Yogao Tank and Yamijian were exchanging via email. Tracing the logs, Alex finds that Yogao Tank's objective is to collect food for himself. Also, Yamijian seems to have been working for Yogao Tank.
Ach so. Ach, seht ihr mal, jetzt begreife ich das auch endlich mal.
While they were carrying out their plan, a boy called Alex appears, which is annoying and uncomfortable for them. To terminate him, the Megazaurus, the extremely large monster Alex had fought at the exit of Arkaya City, was dispatched as their ultimate weapon. However, the monster, being defeated, Yogao Tank no longer has a way to get rid of him. The loss of the secret key is Yamijian's fault, because he asserted that the Megazaurus wouldn't lose against Alex. Anyway, Alex now knows the root of the problem. His objective is to find out the truth behind their food monopolization plan and stop it. At the top of Flame Mountain, Alex faces off with a large fighter robot called Death Robot. Struggling with its accurate shooting program and powerful explosives, he manages to destroy it and pulls the robot's core out of its body. After successfully passing the mountain, he sees a small house. Entering there with no special reason, Alex meets a man living there, known as the Analysis Maniac. The Analysis Maniac is interested in analyzing things. He willingly accepts the analysis of the core Alex obtained from the robot. From the analysis, he finds out the location of Alex's final destination, which is called the Fortress of Yucatank. Getting into the fortress, Alex managed to find out why the whole thing happened, defeat Yucatank and stop his plan. His objective seems to have been completed. However, a few months have passed since Alex stopped Yucatank and started to live with him and his friend Yamagian. When they were gathering for breakfast as always, it happens. A massive group of bully boys rush into his house and start attacking. Bully boy, today's objective is not food, but you. The bully boys declare their intent to murder Alex and attack him.
Hilfe! Hoppla!
He makes them escape by asking for help from Yamagian. A few days later, he is called by Yamagian and Yucatank. They ask Alex to stop the bully boys and give him some useful things. Alex started his second journey to find out the reason for the bully boys' attacks. However, before he left home, he was faintly aware of the reason. Yucatank had stolen food from them, but it had already been returned. If they were satisfied with food, the reason must have been caused by their grudges against Alex, who killed several bully boys. At the house next door, he encounters a bully boy and defeats him, causing him to drop an unknown metal chip. After that, the city was suddenly filled with monsters and Alex rushed to destroy their origin. In the grassy area outside of Crystal City, there were thousands of monsters strolling around who all had the same metal chip. After reaching Arkhaya City, Alex was captured by a false policeman. He managed a jailbreak and escaped. He heard that the origin of the monsters might be west of the city. He immediately headed west. There was a large factory. Millions of the metal chips were produced there. Alex encounters the death robot originally created by Yucatank and discovered it was working as the factory's surveillance robot. After the investigation, Alex returned home to show Yamagian a core in the factory. When he opened the door, he found a cruel situation. The bully boys have broken into his house and are being violent to his friends. Laughing, they say, "Bully boy 1, our target has finally come."
Ach so.
"Your friends are there. They will die soon, I guess. Bully boy 2, oh, you look sad. I never imagined that a guy who killed our friends like a machine had a heart to feel sad. Bully boy 3, who do you think has caused this situation? Bully boy 5, lots of our friends were killed by you 3 months ago. Like you did to us, we are going to kill the friends who are important to you. Is that wrong? Bully boy 6, it's natural, isn't it? Y-E-H-H-H-H-H-H-H. Bully boy 7, and, finally you came. The person whom we have wanted to kill the most has come by himself, not knowing anything. How funny. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Alex has known. That was the reason. He killed too many of the boys' community members, but still, Alex has chosen to fight. To survive, to save his friends. On the battlefield after everything was all said and done, Alex stood alone. The boys were not wrong at all. Their friends were killed by me. I never apologized. It's natural that they'd try to avenge me. I will never be forgiven. That's the truth. Because I know that's the truth, I cannot allow my previous stupid action. Why did I fight at that time? It might have been avoidable. At that time, and even now. Did I have to fight? Did I have to kill them? I keep remembering the time I was fighting against Yucatank. The boys certainly were obstacles for me then. They attacked me a number of times. But, did I have to kill them, all? Come to think of it, I never saw bully boys until that time. I sometimes go to Arkhaya City to shop, but I've never seen one of them. Did something happen to them perhaps? The deeper I think of it, the deeper I regret. the person who caused lots of people to suffer is me. Why haven't I noticed such a simple fact until now? Why haven't I been able to notice? A voice interrupted his thinking. The voice was strong, but not violent. Calm down. You're still standing up there. That's not a good idea. Sit down anyway. My name is, you know, Ultra Booty Boy. If you still draw your sword, that's okay. But I have some things that I want to tell you. I wanted to tell you something, so I didn't participate in that battle. I have been watching it. Alex screamed. Kill! Kill the person who disturbed your peace, now. However, he didn't care about that word and continued. I told you to calm down. I told you that I wanted to talk with you. Who said that you must be killed? It's a bit of a long story, but please listen. After that, he explained the Booty Boy's current situation and its relevance to the metal chips. When Yokao Tank's food monopolization plan was being carried out, they could go to the nearest city, but no one gave food to them because they had no money. That changed the Booty Boys. They had to become cruel monsters who slashed any obstacles to survive. They were just like wild creatures then. People were afraid and wary of them, and captured them. That was the reason they started to be called Booty Boys. However, their lives changed again because Alex stopped Yokao Tank's plan. They were able to return to the mountain and some of the members who had been captured and forced to work in Yokao Tank's fortress were also released. However, they were split into two groups, the one who knew that Alex had rescued their fellow members from Yokao Tank's fortress and stopped his plan, and the other one who considered Alex as the fucking guy who killed our friends. That finally resulted in the outrage of the hardliners. First, they directly aimed at Alex's house though, they were starting to be controlled by someone with the power to shoot the unknown metal chips inside their bodies. The Ultra Bully Boy kindly asked Alex to save them and promised that he would support Alex. And so Alex began another journey. To get a more precise analysis of the core he obtained at the chips factory, Alex headed to the Analysis Maniac's house again. However, the path was hard. Thousands of robots invading, millions of monsters being continuously generated. Everything blocked Alex's path and turned towns into battlefields. Saving towns, destroying Yamijian's lab which had been used for producing robots, passing the mountain, fighting with the Bully Boys, making friends with them rather than killing them, and he finally handed the core over to the Analysis Maniac. Right after the analysis computer loaded the data in the core, it transformed into a large robot and started attacking Alex. He blasted it to pieces and found a thing that he saw before. It was the same core used for the death robots. The Analysis Maniac managed to pull the data from the core and found out that there was another robot factory somewhere. The location could be analyzed by retrieving another core, which was at the factory being developed in the area where Yokao Tank's fortress was originally located. Successfully obtaining the said core, Alex got into the largest factory and destroyed the facility. Meanwhile, Crystal City was under serious attack. An overwhelming amount of monsters had rushed there and tried to erode the city. Yamijian, Yokao Tank and only two Bully Boys, who were capable of fighting against the monsters, have been desperately resisting. Alex walked to the center of the battlefield and saved the city. After the battle ended, Yamijian remembered that the original creature of the Kuz wasn't Yokao Tank. He actually bought the tech from a madman. Alex asserted that the man was the Bully Boy's controller. Finally, he intruded into the building of the man, who called himself Punisher. Pathing a path through lots of traps and monsters, Alex managed to reach the final room of the building. Punisher exclaimed. I have had a dream. It is to get rid of unnecessary things from this world. In the world, there are a lot of stupid unnecessary fucking things. For example, useless people, people with no money, unnecessary buildings, stupid statues, silly monuments. I can rave infinitely. Those fucking idiots who never help us. Poor people, yes. People who are given money because of their poorness. Money is used for them. Then the city or town gets poor, too. Poor people are making poor governments. Don't you think that this is kind of a vicious circle? Yes. It's nothing but a vicious circle. If we get rid of such things, this world will be a much better place. Ah ha 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 ha. Hey, there are more fucking things. Next, insects. They wasp and wasp. All they can do is wasp. Everywhere around us. Not only that, they sometimes bite or sting us. Just fucking shit. Flies are dirty. When I'm feeling fresh air through open windows, they suddenly get in and wasp around me. Don't you think you wanna kill them in a more complete way? It is not enough to squish them with my hands or foot or a bunch of newspaper. This is my 10-year conclusion. Once I had a conclusion, I start thinking about how to achieve my objective. And I, an extremely smart guy, immediately found out the solution. Animals, insects, plants, other things. Everything should be controlled by me. If I control everything, all works as I want. I can make my utopia by myself. Isn't it great? Awesome.
Naja.
I am the top person in the world. I have the strongest power in this world. No other person can stop me. I am the administrator of this world. Ha, ha, ha.
Schön machst du das.
The mysterious chip, a mad invention that enables free control over anything it hits. It can even make clones of whatever it hits. Alex challenged Punisher to a battle for its generator and Punisher's most advanced creation. His ultimate weapon is the Death Robot. However, everything was different from the previous models. The truly completed, ultimate masterpiece of the Death Robot, Search and Destruction Robot, version 2.0++. In the final battle, Alex managed to destroy the robot. He saw through the madman's lies and forcefully pulled a chip out of him. He was actually being controlled by what he had created. Alex saved the world again and is now the mayor of Crystal City. The city was redeveloped and now flourishes. Punisher found a new job and is now working every day for Alex and his friends. Everything was going well. No one knew that the peace would be threatened once more. Yes. The online backup algorithm has changed from
V1.68. Ich wollte noch sagen, jetzt wissen wir also die ganze Geschichte. Yoko Tank ist ein hungriges Individuum. Yamagen ist sozusagen, oder war sein Handlanger, ist jetzt ebenfalls ein Freund. Genauso wie Yoko Tank. Punisher war ein Mann, der alles kontrollieren wollte und am Schluss selbst kontrolliert wurde. Das war sehr schön. Und jetzt sind sie alle also Freunde, alles ist gut und die Musik ist geil. So, was Online-Backup? Das gehört nicht mehr zur Story. Was willst du denn von mir?
But the previous backups cannot be restored using this version.
Ja, okay.
Please make a backup of your save data with
nein,
this version before continuing the game.
Nein, möchte ich jetzt aber nicht.
Open the backup screen. No. This data has never been backed up. You can create a backup of this data if you wish.
Ja, danke.
Create a backup now.
Nein.
No.